USA Radio News with Wendy King.
5 people are dead after a small passenger plane accident in southern Louisiana. One of the people who died was a New Orleans TV sports reporter who is also the daughter-in-law of an LSU college football coach. Lafayette Fire Chief Robert Benoit says federal experts are on the scene at the parking lot of a post office.
Hopefully the NTSB will be here to take over where the feds are with the investigation. It's going to be a slow process. It's going to take a while. We're asking the public to stay away from this particular area, respect the privacy of the families, and let the law enforcement and let first responders do their job.
The aircraft had just taken off from Lafayette Regional Airport, where conditions had been reported as foggy. Fire officials on the island of Kauai believe there are no survivors from Thursday's tour helicopter crash. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
The Food and Drug Administration has quickly implemented a new signed law raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products nationwide from 18 to 21, according to the agency's website. An update on the FDA site notifies readers that with last week's signing of an amendment to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by President Trump, it is now illegal for a retailer to sell any tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. 19 states and the District of Columbia have already raised the minimum age to 21. The FDA had the discretion to take up to 6 months to amend its policies and a further 90 days to implement them after President Trump signed the amendment into law December 20th as part of a sweeping $1.4 trillion government spending measure. But rather than granting a lead-in period, the agency is officially notifying retailers that the higher minimum age is already in effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Archaeologists with Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History have found what they believe is an ancient jungle city at least 1,000 years old. Researchers found the ruins while doing conservation work in the area and say the Mayan palace is believed to date as far back as 1050 BC. The structure was discovered in the ruins of the ancient city of Kaluba. Kaluba shares ties with other important Mayan cities like Chichen Itza, as the civilization controlled large regions that are now southern Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras. The institute said archaeologists want to research additional areas around Kaluba's central square, where ruins of residential buildings, an altar, and an oven have already been found, but not yet investigated. One country is banning certain U.S. Democrats. USA's John Hunt explains.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.